This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 485 for Friday, July 19th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher on Friday as the November contract pushes above its resistance level of $650 per ton. That November canola contract adds $7 at $656.70 per ton, and the January contract rises $5.40 at $661.20 per ton. With a heat wave forecast for the prairies, there's a good amount of canola in the western half of the region still blooming. The extreme heat could result in pods not fully developing. Also underpinning canola this morning are gains in the Chicago soy complex, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed. Modest losses in crude oil are trying to put a lid on further increases in the oilseeds. The November canola contract has moved above its 20, 50, and 100-day moving averages and is closing in on its 200-day average. Canola crush margins continue to step back, with its November position sliding to $97 to $102 per ton above the futures. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending July 14th increased to more than 523,000 tons. Canola exports fall back to about 171,000 tons, and domestic use improves to almost 226,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is lower on Friday morning as the loonie drops to 72.83 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 73.01. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale for 105,000 tons of new crop soy meal to unknown destinations. The U.S. weather outlook for the main corn and soybean areas call for normal temperatures with very little in the way of rain. China reports its June corn imports alone plummeted 50% from a year ago. So far this year, China's intake of world corn is down 8%. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are on the rise Friday morning. The November contract adds 5 cents at $10.48 per bushel. August soy oil increases by almost 0.75 cents at 47.18 cents per pound. August soy meal bumps up $1.70 at $338.90 per short ton. Also in Chicago, September corn is up 4 cents at $3.95.5 per bushel. September oats gain 3.5 cents at $3.34. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger as Chicago September advances 20 cents at $5.55. Kansas City September increases 16 cents at $5.78.5. And Minneapolis September climbs 17 cents at $6.17. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Friday morning, July 19th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.